The Marquette University poll quizzed more than 800 registered voters late last week, with 600 saying they're likely to vote. Republican Governor Scott Walker's past lead among registered voters has grown to 3%, while Democratic challenger Mary Burke's lead among likely voters has grown to about 2%. Both results are within the poll's margin of error of about 3.5% to 4%. Pollster Charles Franklin says closer to the election, the likely voters figure will be more important.
It's the best indicator a week before the election. The only caveat is at this point, likely voters can still shift. People can get fired up or people can get discouraged. So you shouldn't look at likely voters as something absolutely fixed. Just like vote preference, it's capable of shifting. That's why the parties are working so hard with their get-out-the-vote efforts and their voter contact efforts.
Meantime, Professor Franklin says the poll shows 48% say Wisconsin is lagging behind other states in job creation, while 42% saying we're doing as well or better than other states, a gap that would supposedly help Burke. But 54% say the state is headed in the right direction, a number that theoretically should help Walker. Franklin says another big gap is gender-based.
With men going pretty substantially for Walker, women a little less substantially for Burke. But when you look at those likely voters, the gap between the two is almost equal and opposite.
Franklin says he expects interest in the governor's race to grow as more summer vacations end. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.